So, Father God, we give you praise this morning. We give you thanks for who you are and who you are in and through us. God, this morning we just want to pause and take a breath and be grateful to you that we can take a breath, as there are so many, God, struggling right now with even that. Lord, we pray that you would look with favor upon those who have been stricken with COVID-19. We pray, God, for those bereaved families who have lost loved ones, not only here in the United States, but around the world, God. We pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them now. God, help us in these times where we struggle to make sense out of things. Sometimes things just don't make sense. And even when they don't, Lord, help us to know that we can still rely on you. You are still there for us. Now, Father, we pray this morning your blessing upon each and everyone who is joining us live. We pray your blessing upon each and every viewer and listener that shall catch the replay. And we pray, God, that you would have your way. Say what you want to say, God. Speak to us and through us, God, we pray. We will be careful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise of which you alone are worthy. With that, we say amen and amen and amen. So good morning to you once again, DT fam. We are glad to be here with you for another installment. This is actually the final installment of our four-part series here in the month of April. Yep. See, I had to check right there. Are we still in April? Are we in May? Is it February? Where am I? What day is it? Some of you probably can relate to that situation right there. It's been a little crazy being inside, although for myself and my wife, being involved in an essential services business, we're out and about every single day. It still has been a little crazy just keeping up with where you're at, what day it is, and all that kind of thing. So we are here on Sunday morning, praise God. We know what time it is there, at least, and it is time for a word from the Lord. So on the previous several weeks, we've been looking at this subject of 8 R's for right now. 8 R's for right now. And what I told you on last week was that the right now part is very important. We need a word that's not just a general word, because we're not in general times. These are, and I'll say it again, I know you hear it every day, and I hear it every day. And I remember on New Year's Eve when the Lord spoke this word to me, had no idea that I was going to hear the word unprecedented so much and so often as I have heard it these last couple of months. But it is true, we are in unprecedented times. We are in a situation worldwide that we've never seen before. We've had bad times, we've had some rough times, but never quite like this. And so in times like these, we need a word from the Lord. And so in fact, he being who he is and how he is, he's generous with not just a word, but with 8 of them. And not just with the 8 that we're focusing on, but as I have told you, you're going to get some extras along the way. We have seen some other R words pop up, even as we have began to share the ones that he told us specifically to share. We started off at the beginning, and I always do a little refresher, both because that's just a good teaching methodology, and because we have some folks who probably just popping on for the first time or may have missed some of the in-between. Good morning, Minister Felicia. Good morning, Sister Chris. Good to see you. And so we started off our 8 R's with the word remember. I'm not going to go too deep today because I do want to get to word number 8. It's powerful, and we gave it its own week. It's so important. But just in the way of review, as another R word for you, we want to remember who God is, what he has said, what he has promised, what he's even prophesied to us. It is extremely important that you have a frame of reference. Yeah, there we go. I'm on it. That is stable, that is dependable, and that is God. That is God, and that is the Word of God. You're not going to find a more stable or dependable word or resource than his. Now, I know we're getting every 2 minutes, we're getting an update from CNN or whoever, and it's a little crazy trying to keep up with that. Not to mention fact-finding, is it even true? You know, if we would do everything suggested to us on the news, you know, some of y'all would be maybe injecting Lysol right about now or inhaling it or what have you. I'm going to leave that alone. But I am going to say once again that this is kind of crazy, all that is going on. And in that, we need to step back for a second and remember who God is. Remember what he said. Good morning, Pastor Gwen. Good to see you this morning. Good morning, my niece. Hey, good morning, Britt. We need to remember who God is and what he said. Then we need to refresh our vision, because in looking at all that's going on in our lives, looking at all that people are trying to project to us through the television, internet, and everywhere else, we need a clear vision that is in alignment with who God is and what he has said. Otherwise, we're going to be off course. We're going to be in trouble real fast. But if we remember, first of all, who God is, remember what he said, remember what he's promised, stand on his promises, rely on his promises, rely on the prophetic word that you've received. I got to camp out for just a second. This won't take long, but I got to let you know that when you receive a prophetic word from God, you need not only to hear it, but you need to be prepared to align yourself with it. Sometimes we hear a prophetic word. We're great, especially with a personal prophetic word. We're great about receiving it. Praise God. New house, new car. Healing, deliverance, wonderful. Yeah, and that's good. But are you aligning yourself with that? Are you even remembering what was said a week later? Or are you back in a situation where you're looking for the next word? I tease sometimes in this class. I have teased some of you, remember me talking about word hogs. They just want a word, man. They're rooting around all the time, hungry for a word. Forget the last 10 that they've gotten. I don't even remember those, but I'm hungry for a word. You got a word, Brother Mark? Is the Lord saying anything to you? He's saying plenty. And he's talking to you too. And he has talked to you. And you need to remember what it is that he said. That's first and foremost. That'll allow you to refresh your vision. That'll allow you to look at the situation that you're in with new eyes through the word of God, through the prophetic utterance of the Lord to you. And then thirdly, that'll allow you to renew your commitment. Because listen, the first thing to slip for some of us is our commitment to God and even to ourselves. We're ready to throw up our hands and just quit when adversity comes. And this has been this situation, this COVID-19 situation, has been adversity, on a worldwide scale, on a global scale. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, somebody's talking about it. Somebody has got an opinion. Somebody has got something to say in your ear. Somebody's got something to show you. Somebody's got a video in your timeline that you didn't ask for. Oh, praise God. You know I'm telling the truth. Yeah, minister. Word hogs. Just give me a word. How about the 25 he's already given you? How about the whole word of God that's sitting on your table collecting dust? Get in it right now. Good morning, Sister Amy. Get in that word. Get in the word that he has given you already. Refresh your vision. Renew your commitment. Because guess what? His commitment to you has never wavered. Oh, I just said something right there. His commitment to you has never wavered. We are in and out and up and down and all kinds of stuff, but his commitment to us is firm, never wavering. So we went on in the next week to talk about, of course, on Resurrection Sunday, that fourth R of resurrect. Because I guarantee you that in the midst of these trying times, God is busy in the lives of those who will be attentive to his voice, who will remember what he said, who will allow Holy Spirit to refresh their vision and renew their commitment. He is resurrecting dreams. He's resurrecting promises that you've let go. Resurrection, new life, in the midst of death. And listen, that's not a new thing for God. Y'all remember back in the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. We all know that one, right? He's in the valley of dry bones. And for all intents and purposes, there is no hope whatsoever of any life in that situation. Everything is dead. The scripture tells us, in fact, that the bones were not only there, but they were dry. Any hope of resurrection, any hope of renewal was gone. And yet, in the midst of that situation, God spoke to the prophet and said, prophesy. Sometimes you're going to need to hear your own self say what God has said to you. You're going to need to speak out loud what he has told you, what he has given you. You need to hear the word coming out of your own mouth of the promises of God, of the faithfulness of God, of the trustworthiness of God, of the power of God, resurrection power in this case. And because of our confidence then in that resurrection power, we can rest in the midst of all the chaos that's going on, in the midst of all the turmoil that is about us. We can rest assured that God has got us. Now, listen, as I noted before, we're not talking about the kind of rest that is complete inactivity. There is that rest where you just, you know, knocked out on the couch kind of thing. But this is a rest that prepares us for what's coming. I've told y'all from the beginning of this series that there is an after these things coming. There is an after these things coming. Let me just say it one more time. There is an after these things coming. This came to pass. This whole situation you're going through right now came to pass. And can I tell you what you already know? And that is that a lot of folks were struggling with issues and problems and relationships and health concerns before COVID-19 ever showed up. I want you to understand that the same God there is the same God now who is committed to bringing you out. He has not changed his mind about what he promised you. And so we can rest in that. Listen, when you're able to, you know, I started to say, I don't know if you understand this, but I'm sure you do. If you have ever been in a situation where there was just so much going on in your head, so much going on in your emotions, you couldn't think straight, as it were. You couldn't find the ends to make them meet. You couldn't make sense of anything. If ever there has been a time like that, we're in the midst of those now. And it is in times like that that you need to be able to rest in the assurance, the blessed assurance of God, of the word that he's given you, of the vision that he's showing you, of the resurrection power that is alive in you. Rest in that. Because here's the deal. I want to get on to this week. This is week number 4 in our series, and this is word number 8. And it is the word revealing. 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 I want you, if you have your Bibles, to turn with me to the book of Romans. This is a familiar passage of scripture. You all know it, or if you don't know it, you're about to know it now. But I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter 8, and we're going to drop down to verse number, actually, let me back up a little bit. Romans 8. Get my tablet here. Turn right. We want to go to verse number 14. I want to start there today. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we're the children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him so that we may be also glorified with him. Verse 18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time, let that sink in. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing, there it is, of the sons of God. The whole creation is waiting, is in eager anticipation for the revealing of the sons of God, of the children of God. Can I tell you right now that everything that we've been saying up to this time is to help you understand and become prepared for who God has always called you to be? Can I help you understand this morning that there is glory in you that is waiting to be revealed? But you won't get to that place if you are completely clouded up with everything that's going on the news, everything that's going on the internet, everything that's going on even here on Facebook. If you are caught up with, I started to say the talk at the water cooler, but you probably haven't been to the water cooler lately. But there's plenty of water cooler talk going on your television, on your radio, on the internet. Maybe even in your mailbox even. Good morning, Deacon. you will not be ready or able to reveal the glory that is in you that is for such a time as this. I cannot begin to stress to you the importance of being ready in this moment. I think we are at a pivotal time in the history of the world, for real. I think we're at a pivotal moment in which much of the world is going to be ready to hear something different than what they've been hearing. They're going to be ready to hear a word from God. They're going to be ready to give this Jesus of yours an honest listening, an honest hearing, because everything else that they're doing is not working. Everything else they've tried is not working. And so here come the sons of God. Here come the children of God who have remembered what it is that he told them, who have got fresh vision for themselves and for those around them. Because can I tell you something? Every one of us, whether you are in the pulpit or whether you're on the back row, every believer has an assignment. Every believer has a commission to serve. And one of the best ways we can serve is by telling the truth, letting the glory of God that he has placed in us be revealed everywhere we go. In the house, eventually when we get to be out and about again in the world, in the job place. It is time for the revealing of the sons of God. The whole earth tells us here in Romans 8 and verse 19 that the whole creation waits eagerly, is in eager anticipation for the revealing, that's our word today, for the revealing of what's in you. Little old me, yeah, little old you, big old you, whatever you, you. There is a glory that God has placed in you that the world needs. It is time for the people of God to stand up and allow the power of God, the resurrection power of God, to be manifest in their lives. In healing, in deliverance, in direction, in guidance, in comfort, in peace. Can I tell you that the answer to this whole COVID-19 situation and all of its ramifications, because it's not just about that virus. It's now about all that has happened because of the virus or as a result of the virus. The whole economic situation. Again, we are in unprecedented times. When have we ever seen the government handing out money like this? They're usually trying to get it from you. That's a whole nother subject. But here we are, and I want you to know, just like the widow woman in 1 Kings 17, God has prepared and appointed unusual and unlikely sources of provision for you. And I'm not just talking about a government check coming in your bank account, but I'm talking about other ways as well. God has provided for your health. God has provided for your safety. God has provided for your relationships. But I want you to know today and understand God has provided for your assignment. And he wants to reveal in and through you to the world the glory that he has put inside you. Yeah. As I was looking at this week and seeing what exactly or how exactly the Lord wanted to have this shared with you, I thought also about 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, And maybe I'll just turn there real quick and read that to you. Because I want you to see. Here we go. I want you to see something that God is pointing out to us here as the children of God. Now, let me back up just a second. I wanted to read that earlier portion of Romans 8 because I want you to understand that it's vitally important that you understand and identify yourself as a child of God. And I'm not just talking about, yes, I'm a child of God, praise God. I want you to understand that in this day and time, right now, if you're ever going to get to the 19th verse of Romans 8 for the revealing of the sons of God, you got to know, first of all, that you are one. You got to be convinced and understand in your knower, as my sister Linda used to say, that you are a child of God. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. And that because of that, the Spirit himself is bearing witness inside you and wants to bear witness in an even greater way. Praise God. Somebody said they lost connection. I hope you're still on with me. It's looking good from my side anyway. He's wanting to bear witness in and through you that the power of God is available to transform the situations that we're in. Yes, including this COVID-19 situation. Even after there's a cure or a vaccine or whatever they come up with, I want you to understand that there will be a lot of digging out from the situation that we have found ourselves in now. And this is where an ideal opportunity has come for the children of God to stand up and reveal the glory of God that's in them. But you have to be, first of all, a person who identifies as such. You've got to know in your absolute heart of hearts that you're one of those people that he's talking about here in Romans chapter 8. That when he talks about the revelation of the sons of God to the world, that the whole creation, the natural creation, and even the institutions of man, as it were, every created thing, the word actually says, every created thing, every system, every natural thing, in fact, as well, is eagerly waiting for what's on the inside of you. Now, listen, you may feel somewhat powerless today, and I get that. You know, I get that you, in the midst of, you know, having to stay home and all this kind of business, being locked out of your job. Heck, you can't even go to Walmart. If there's too many of you, you got to wait in line. So, I mean, it's really crazy, and it can result in you feeling pretty powerless. But I came to let you know this morning that you're far from powerless. You're powerful, and God intends to let that be known to the entire world. The entire world is waiting on what's inside of you. I need you to really hear that this morning. I really need you to understand that this morning. That God is committed to transforming the world through the church. That's you. Through his sons and daughters. That's you. And it does not yet appear, John tells us, what we shall be, but it's about to be revealed. It's about to be revealed. The revealing is imminent. I want you to get this. I really, really, really need you to hear me this morning, that it is imminent. The revealing of the glory of God in you is what has been going on from the beginning of your whole life. It's led up to this moment. It's led up to this time. And the situation that you're seeing in the world is only further evidence. It's only further evidence of what he is committed to doing in and through you. In the first letter of John, I want to go there real quick. And this is chapter 3. Praise God, we can get there. See how great, this is verse 1. I want to read verses 1 through 3. This is 1 John 1 through 3. 1 John 1 through 3. See how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God. There it is again. Now you've heard it from Paul as a witness in Romans 8. Now you're hearing it in John as well. And he says, see how great a love, this is evidence of the love of God for you, that he has bestowed upon us this privilege of being called his children. And such we are. He validates that, he reemphasizes that, and I want to get this across to you today. Identity is everything. Whoa. Identity is everything. How you show up in your life, how you show up for other people, how you show up for your assignment is going to be based on who you believe you really are. And so I'm coming today to tell you that it's God's intention to reveal his glory through his children, through his sons and daughters. And you need to understand and know that you are one of those sons and daughters that he's talking about. So John says it's a great love. It's a tremendous privilege that we're called the children of God. He said, and we are, such we are. For this reason, the world does not know us because it didn't know him. Verse 2, beloved, now we are the children of God. Right now, in the midst of COVID-19, in the midst of craziness, in the midst of unprecedented time, right now we are the children of God. Right now, the glory of God resides in us. Right now, God has got us on assignment. Right now, God is preparing us for the greater. Right now, he's preparing us for the after these things. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it has not yet appeared as yet what we will be. I wish I could get this across better to you this morning. But I'm trying to connect this thing up for you the way that he's given it to me. That the whole creation is eagerly waiting and anticipating the revelation of the sons of God. The standing up and shining forth of the glory of God through you. But you've got to be convinced, you've got to understand that you are one of those people. Otherwise, you're standing around looking for somebody else to do it. You're waiting for somebody else to have the answer, somebody else to come up with the solution when he's put it in you. And so John comes along and he says, listen, I need you to understand, number one, how great a love God has shown us in the fact that he has called us his children. He has adopted us as his children. And we are his children. The world doesn't get that yet, but they will. It doesn't yet appear what we shall be. But I'm telling you that we are in a time of revelation, of the revealing of the sons and daughters of God, of the children of God. We know that when he appears, now I'm not just talking about the second coming and that kind of thing, pie in the sky when you die by and by. I'm talking about when he appears, as he appears in you, we will be like him because we will see him just as he is. It does not yet appear, but it's about to. The revealing of the sons and daughters of God is imminent. Can I speak to you, Deliverance Temple members, specifically? We've been through some things. We've been through some things over these years. I can remember, of course, when we were down on 834 East Division in the what's now the little pizza place. And it's amazing every time I go in there, by the way, that I look around in that little tiny place and say, we had church in here. But we did. God moved us on to bigger and greater things. But he's not through with us yet. Listen, just because we are prominently displayed doesn't mean that we've arrived. But I want you to understand that opportunity for us at Deliverance Temple is now. That the preparation that he's allowing us to go through, somebody said preparation. I sure don't see COVID-19 as preparation time. It is preparation time. It is time for you to remember, to refresh, to renew, to resurrect, to rest, and to then be revealed. Because the after these things is coming and it's imminent. It is imminent. Please understand, hear my heart here. Opportunity, not only, you know, to minister, but yes, for you as well. Minister Regina Rogers talks about the water hose and the fact that although the whole idea is to get that water out on whatever, on your plants or your flowers or whatever, the water hose gets wet in the process. God has not forgotten about you. And as you fulfill your assignment, as you allow him to reveal his glory in and through you, you too will be blessed. Opportunities are coming in an unprecedented fashion. There are going to be doors open. There are going to be people receptive to what God has put in you that you would have never thought they'd ever, ever, ever want to hear nothing about God. Ever want to hear anything about Jesus? Ever want to hear anything about church? But the doors are going to be wide open. People are looking now, even right now, for solutions. They're looking for meaning to their life. They're looking for purpose. And can I tell you, I hope you have found it in Jesus. I hope, though, that you will renew that awareness and remember who he has called you to be. Because somebody is waiting now on what he's about to reveal through you. Opportunity will abound. That's one of the things that he said to me this week. Opportunity will abound. Sometimes it looks like you can't get it together no kind of way. The dreams and desires and passions that you've had, the visions that you've had, just seem to run into failure and hiccups and headaches over and over again. And for some of us, you know, we've been at this for a minute. You know, I got 6 decades in, so I'm not just barely getting out there and finding out. I've been at this a minute. And I've had my ups and downs and plenty of failures. Can I tell you plenty of failures? But can I also tell you that right now I am more excited, I am more hopeful than I have been in a long time about what God is about to do, what he's about to reveal through his people. It is time for the revealing. That's an R for right now. Opportunity will abound, he said. And God wants his church to be centrally involved, this blew me away, in the creation of the new economy. Okay. Yeah. He wants us to be centrally involved in the creation of the new economy. Can I tell you that things will not be as they were once we come out of this? Whatever was normal before will not be normal now. whatever used to work before will have to be altered now. And can I tell you that the principles that God has shared with us in his word and the revelation that he is giving us in our hearts will be exactly what the world is looking for, exactly what the world is needing. It's not all going to come from the folks that have been the newsmakers before. You're going to see unprecedented moves forward in the economy, in service, in business, even in healthcare, through his people. Now, I know we've had Christians everywhere before, you know, many of them undercover. You working and you an undercover Christian. Don't nobody know you're a Christian. Hope nobody asks you, do you believe in Jesus? You there praying under your breath and trying to do the best you can. But listen, it's time for the revelation, for the revealing of the sons of God. It's time for us to come out from undercover. It's time for us to stand up and be counted. We are the ones to whom God is giving the answers, the solutions, because it is his glory that he desires to reveal in the earth. And whatever we're going through right now, whatever we have gone through, Paul says is not even worthy of comparison to the glory that's about to be revealed on our behalf and through us to the world. If you are a son or a daughter of God. So you got to ask yourself, you know, do I identify that way? Is that me? Is he really talking about me? Absolutely he is. Absolutely he is. Without question. He said, kingdom principles, I'm almost through. Kingdom principles will prove themselves as they are implemented by kingdom believers, and the world will marvel. The world will marvel at the power of God that is on display in his people, on the ideas that they're coming forward with, on the revelation that is flowing through them, even the simple things to the complex. God is about to show up and show out through you. I want you to be open and available. I want you to understand that now is the time. You may have, you know, thought about all the times it didn't work, all the ideas that have come and gone. Can I tell you even that some of the ideas that have been stolen? Yeah, I'm going to say stolen. They weren't really stolen. You didn't do anything with them because you didn't believe in them or yourself enough to go forward with them. And then somebody else caught a clue and went on and just did the thing. But not this time. Not this time. Not this time. Get ready for promotion. Get ready for increase. Get ready for expansion. Man, I hope somebody's getting this. I'm almost done. I'm just trying to help you this morning, real quick, to understand that now is not then. This is not that. God is saying now is the time for the revealing of his children. Now is the time that we are to come forth in the glory that he desires to reveal in us and through us. Can I tell you a secret? I'm going to. You've always had it. It's always been in you. But two things, two factors. One is that we have failed to believe it. We failed to really identify ourselves as a child of God in the power that entails. Yes, I'm a child of God in that, okay, I'm protected from going to hell. I'm protected from being the devil's kid. So I'm a child of God. I'm on this side of the fence, not on that side of the fence. And that's where many of us have pretty much left it. I mean, that's pretty much been it. But there's so much more. There's so much more that he put inside you. It's always been there. Secondly, it's been a timing issue, of course. But can I tell you what you already know and what we have said ad infinitum, ad nauseum, that is, it is an unprecedented time. You've not been this way before. Nobody has. And now is the time. When it's darkest, the light shines brightest. When it is darkest, the light shines brightest. And it is time for us to reveal the glory that God has placed in us. But you got to believe it. You got to believe that you are that person. You got to know in your knower that you're not just a child of God in the old school weak sense, but that you are the sons of God ready to stand up and deliver on what he has put inside you. I'm reading a book right now. This is a little side note quickly. I'm reading a book right now that is pretty powerful. And some of you know this guy. This is Stedman Graham, also known as Oprah's man. The book is Identity Leadership. Identity Leadership. And one of the things that I'm finding parallel there with the book and with what God is saying here about the revealing of his children in this particular time is that the world is going to need, does need right now, leadership that is confident in who it is. You know, some of have you ever been on a job and you know, the leader, the supervisor, whatever, you wonder how she got that job. I don't even know how she fell into that. Well, maybe nobody else wanted to step up because she sure don't know what she's doing. She don't have a clue. She's not confident in herself. She don't know what's supposed to be going on. It's a mess. Sound like, oh Lord, I'm not trying to go there. Sound like some of the situations that we are seeing right now in this country, where those in leadership are not leading. Those in leadership are not identifying as children of God. They are identifying as arrogant folks who are just trying to figure it out as they go along. That's that old tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's that do-it-yourself tree. That's not what time it is, folks. Can I tell you in these closing moments of our broadcast today that identity is everything, and that for the leadership in the church, the leadership on your job, the leadership in business, the leadership in relationships, the leadership in healthcare, the leadership in every area and every arena of our lives, the leadership that is being called for, the leadership that is necessary to move us forward is kingdom leadership. It is leadership of those who identify as the children of God, who identify as the sons and daughters of God, who know what time it is, and who are ready and available for the glory of God to be revealed in and through them right now. The whole world is waiting for what you are carrying. Oh my God, I just said something there. The whole world is waiting for what you are carrying. Man, I hope if nothing else today, I'll give you a Holy Ghost shot in the arm of confidence. That as you remember what God has said to you, refresh your vision. Renew your commitment to him. Allow the resurrection power of God to stand up into you. Rest in the confidence of who he has called you to be, that you are ready to go forth and reveal the glory of God that he's placed in you. Listen, you're going to come up with stuff you didn't even know that you knew, because you didn't know it was him in you. But you have to be confident that you are that son of God, that daughter of God, and that this is the time that he's brought you to the kingdom, like Esther, for such a time as this. Now's the time. If not now, when? If not you, who? It is time for the revelation of the sons of God. Yeah, that's right, Sister Beth. Way more than fire insurance. He has put his glory inside you. And that glory is ready to be revealed through you now. The whole world's waiting on it. The whole world's waiting on you. And in these unprecedented times, let me tell you, they desperately need it. The whole world desperately needs what you're carrying. Listen, I'm going to get off of here, but I hope that you have been blessed over these last several weeks. If you missed any of the episodes, feel free to scroll back through. Let me tell you a little trick also for you Facebook viewers, you Facebook members of DT Live. On the sidebar of Facebook, there is a search area, and you can just type in the name of the person who would have been broadcasting, in this case, Mark Dixon. Just type that in, and it will show you my various posts, so you can scroll through a little more quickly. Same thing if you're looking, for example, for Wednesday nights with Regina Rogers. Put Regina Rogers in the search. It's going to show you all her posts, so you can quickly find them and go back and review. So I'm hoping that you will, if you've missed some, go back and check those out. This month has been a tremendous month for me. I have absolutely enjoyed sharing with you these 8 R's for right now, because now's the time. Now's the time. And I hope that you are convinced like never before that now is the time, that you're the person, you're the son of God, the daughter of God that he's calling to be revealed to the world right now. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Listen, opportunity is about to open up like never before. Naturally and spiritually. And I want you to know that listen, you heard it here. I don't know if you heard it here first, but you heard it here. That opportunity is about to abound towards you. Get with God, get in, draw close, and allow him to really begin to reveal to you who you really are, who he is calling you to be, and what he wants to reveal through you to the world. They're waiting on you. They need you. Amen.